Welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm your host, Jesse Steele. We've got your weekend covered with all the need-to-know updates from snowy adventures in Mammoth to what's happening right here in Bishop. But wait, there's more. We've got stories you won't want to miss. So stay tuned for a mix of local events, exciting weather updates, and maybe a surprise or two. Whether you're braving the slopes, just making your weekend plans, or planning your Thanksgiving celebration, we've got the info you need. Let's dive in. Starting this week, Inyo National Forest personnel will be conducting prescribed burns on over 700 acres of land in northern and central parts of Inyo National Forest. These efforts aim to support forest health and reduce wildfire risk as part of ongoing environmental restoration projects. You might notice smoke and flames visible from areas along US 395, Mammoth Lake Basin, Dead Man Creek Road, and more. Weather conditions and fuel moisture levels are carefully monitored to ensure safe and effective burns. Additional burn activities may extend into the winter as conditions allow. For more information, visit easternsierranow.com. Great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Starting today, November 22nd, fire restrictions in the Inyo National Forest will be lifted. Although I probably wouldn't light a fire today, it's kind of windy. You know what that means? It means once again, you can enjoy campfire, stove cooking, and charcoal grilling across designated campgrounds and wilderness areas with a permit, of course. This change comes thanks to cooler temperatures and moisture levels that have reduced fire risk. But safety first, always follow leave no trace principles and check for any localized restrictions or guidelines. Get your marshmallows ready, but remember, with great campfires comes great responsibility. For more details, visit the Forest Service website or check out the full story on Eastern Sierra Now. Eastern Sierra Now has the ultimate secret sauce for your social media game. Just ask our all-star clients. We've helped Mule Days keep their legacy alive, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant spice up their online presence, and Peak IV Therapy, Bishop Vet, and Manor Market shine like the Eastern Sierra sunrise. Here's the deal. Whether you want to grow your followers, boost engagement, or just make your brand the talk of the town, we've got your back. Expert strategies? Check. Creative content? Double check. A team that knows how to make your business pop? Triple check? You bet. So why stay hidden when you can be the buzz? Email advertise@easternsierranow.com and let's get your business on everyone's feed. Your future fans are waiting. Calling all aspiring hunters, this weekend marks California's free hunting days tomorrow, November 23rd, and also April 12th, 2025. Whether you're a seasoned hunter or a complete novice, this is your chance to explore the outdoors without needing a hunting license. The event is designed to encourage Californians to discover the benefits of hunting. From connecting with nature to learning about wild food sources, participants are reminded to follow all regulations, including obtaining tags for specific species, registering for the free hunting days, and adhering to hunting laws and safety guidelines. If you're curious about hunting and looking for an opportunity to dive in, this weekend is the perfect time. For more information, check out the full story on Eastern Sierra. First 5 Mono County is on the hunt for Peapod leaders in Mammoth and North Mono County area. These positions involve leading parent and child playgroups, fostering connection, and supporting families in the community. Candidates should have experience working with young children and be able to facilitate group activities in a warm and inclusive environment. Training is provided, making this a great opportunity for those passionate about early childhood development. If you're interested in making a difference for local families, this could be your chance. Visit Eastern Sierra Now for details on how to apply. Ever feel like your business is the best kept secret of the Eastern Sierra? Well, let's fix that. With Eastern Sierra Now's banner ads, you're not just advertising, you're owning the stage. Picture this, your brand front and center on our buzzing website, catching the eyes of locals and visitors alike. You'll be the talk of the town, or at least of everyone scrolling with their morning coffee. Whether you're a cozy cafe, a local shop, or a service that keeps the Sierra running, this is your moment to shine. Don't just be seen, be remembered. That was deep. Bonus perk, no heavy lifting required. We'll handle the tech. You just soak in the glory. Shoot us an email at advertise@easternsierranow.com and let's make your business the headliner it's meant to be. Here's some upcoming events in the Eastern Sierra. You can cheer on the Bishop Broncos as they battle it out in the CIF semifinals. The game takes place today, November 22nd at 6 p.m. at the Bishop High School. Gates open at 5 p.m. Tickets are 10 for adults and 5 for seniors and students. Show your school spirit and support the team in their quest to victory. Get ready for some lively music at Back Alley Bowl and Grill. Enjoy Joe Peters' live performance tonight, November 22nd, starting at 7 p.m. and return tomorrow night for a night party with DJ Animal. Animal, starting at 8 p.m. No entry fee is listed. Just bring your friends and enjoy a night of music and entertainment. Spend your Saturday afternoon at one of my favorite places in the world, the Museum of Western Film History in Lone Pine, with free admission for all guests. The free movie matinee kicks off on Saturday, November 23rd at 9:30 a.m. with a large variety of classic movies filmed right here in Inyo County, from The Hitchhiker to Tremors, my favorite. A perfect chance to dive into classic Western films and immerse yourselves in the culture of the Old West. You can explore the art of travel writing at the People and Places Travel Writing Workshop hosted by writer Anna Hart, happening on Saturday, November 23rd from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the C5 Art Studios in Bishop. Registration starts at $35. Hone your skill and craft compelling narratives of your journeys. Celebrate Dave Patterson's life and years of dedication to the Bishop Chamber of Commerce at an open house event on Saturday, November 23rd from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the Bishop Country Club. No cost, just bring your gratitude and enjoy this heartfelt community gathering. Catch Cassie Dunn performing live at Distant Brewing in Mammoth Lakes on Sunday, November 24th, starting at 7 p.m. No cover charge, enjoy great music, good vibes, and your favorite craft brews at this midweek treat. Hey, let's see what we have in the skiing department. Winter enthusiasts rejoice. Mammoth Mountain boasts a base depth of 17 inches with machine-groomed runs for smooth riding. Currently, 9 trails are open, covering about 5% of the mountain's total number of trails. Beginners can enjoy 2 trails, Sesame Street and St. Moritz, in addition to the main park area. Intermediates have 4 options: Broadway, Silvertip, Mambo, Lower, and Stump Alley. And there's 2 difficult trails for those seeking a challenge: Rusty's and Saddleball. 6 chairlifts, chairs 1, 2, 3, 6, 11, and gondola 1 are up and running, giving you easy access to these slopes. The forecast looks promising, with light snow expected today and a significant dump of 20 inches predicted tomorrow. Get your gear ready. It's shaping up to be a classic powder weekend. It's the most wonderful time of the year for your business. Eastern Sierra Now is here to sprinkle some marketing magic with 30% off social media services for new clients. Here's the jolly lineup. Social media shoutouts, just 140. Full service social media management, 210. Top billing on our site with a header banner for 350. I mean, these prices are slashed in half. This is insane. At least 30%. I didn't pass math. Extra holiday cheer. Sign up now and get the rest of November on the house. Not kidding. Don't let this deal slip away like an unguarded Christmas cookie. That I would probably take. I would nail the unguarded Christmas cookie. It's like the cookie, it's gone after January 1st. Email us at advertise@easternsierranow.com or call 760-938-0199 extension 1 to light up your marketing like a festive holiday tree. Let's make your business the gift everyone's talking about this season. What's going on in the weather department? We got Bishop today. Sunny, highs around 60, breezy conditions, southwest winds gusting about 25 miles per hour. You don't say. Tonight, a 35% chance of rain arrives with lows near 39. Saturday, there's a possibility of showers and it continues through the day with highs in the low 60s. Showers may taper off into Saturday night as temperatures dip to about 30. Mostly sunny with highs in the mid 50s and a chiller night with lows around 25. Chiller? Chillier? I think it's chillier. Either way, same thing. And slight chance of snowfall. Monday, mostly cloudy skies with highs in the mid-50s and 60% chance of precipitation in the afternoon. Up in Mammoth, today was breezy and cool with highs in the low 50s. Snow is expected tonight, bringing about 1 inch of accumulation and lows around 34. Saturday, a mix of rain and snow through the day with temperatures peaking near 40, up to 1 to 3 inches of fresh snow may blanket the area by evening. Sunday, partly sunny and colder with highs just above freezing. Another inch of snow is possible overnight as temperatures drop to the high teens. And Monday, snow likely resumes during the day with highs in 30s and 2 to 4 inches of new accumulation expected by nightfall. And an additional 5 to 8 inches of snow accumulation overnight. That's awesome. Stay safe in the changing conditions and keep those snow shovels handy if you're in Mammoth Lakes. We got some traffic updates here. Head up, drivers. Caltrans has released its traffic advisory for the week of November 25th through November 29th. Lane closures and delays are expected on US 395, State Route 203, and several others due to ongoing construction and repairs in Inyokern. Expect delays on US 395 near Olancha as the Olancha-Cartago four-lane expressway project continues. Additionally, the Olancha shoulder will experience closures Monday through Wednesday. And if you're planning to travel to Death Valley, expect some delays as flood repair efforts continue to take place. In Mono County, expect delays on State Route 203 as crews are installing traffic cameras Monday and Tuesday. Drivers are encouraged to plan ahead, follow signage, and be prepared for potential delays. For more details and updates, visit, of course, Eastern's Here and Now, or check Caltrans Quick Map online. And that's your weekend update, wrapped up and ready to go. Remember, there's always something happening in Eastern Sierra, and you don't want to miss it. So hit that subscribe button, follow us on social media, and keep coming back for more. Stay tuned, stay informed, and as always, keep it local with Eastern Sierra Now. I'm Jesse Stewart.